Here in Southern California in 2023, most of us don't feel intimately connected to our food sources. Most of us find our meat and produce already wrapped and on grocery store shelves. But our food supply, both locally and nationally, is something we need to be more aware of, especially as we deal with food supply issues. Ventura County is hosting a Farm Day next month that will let us all get closer to those food sources and better understand our food supply. And that food supply is insufficient for at least a third of our population. Simultaneously, massive amounts of food produced in the U.S. is going to waste. The FarmLink project was created by a bunch of college students to match the food surpluses with those who need them. Its success is something even its founders likely never expected.
What unites everyone is still what united us at the start. It's this feeling that we are doing something really special. It's something new and urgent and important.
Fox 11 News In Depth starts right now.
Hello, everyone. I'm Hal Eisner. Welcome to Fox 11 News In Depth. It was 2020, during the early dark days of the pandemic, when a group of college students started a small project. Fueled by boredom, confinement, and helplessness, the project to move food from where it was being wasted to where it was needed grew and grew, and now those young people are genuinely changing the world. Ben Collier is the CEO of FarmLink Project. And Ben, thanks for being here with us in the studio. And boy, you've really taken on a monumental project. Tell us a little bit about FarmLink.
Thank you so much for having us, Hal. It's amazing to be here. And fueled by boredom made me laugh, but in many ways, there were so many pieces of what we were looking for at the start of the pandemic, which was a sense of community, a sense of purpose. And so in April of 2020, when we were all sent home due to the pandemic, a handful of students and myself, we kept reading article after article about farmers facing massive surpluses as the commercial food industry shut down, and at the same time, food banks facing the longest lines they ever saw. And so we set out with a simple goal of, let's connect one of these farms to one of these food banks.
And as we look at the video right on the monitor now, you see onions, and you have amassed an extraordinary number of onions and bananas and apples. And I want to hear all about that, but we talk often about food insecurity on this program. So what is it that students are thinking about when you're eating and you're thinking about those who aren't?
Sure. I mean, that's a good question. We can get into the food waste and the food loss in a moment, but at its core, I think looking at this from the lens of a college student, one third of college students face some form of food insecurity. And it is a problem that many have the privilege of not having to think about on a daily basis, but it affects so many more of the people around us than you otherwise may realize.
So a couple of you got together and you...
We got together remotely because it was April of 2020. So we used Zoom and FaceTime, and we started calling these farmers that we were reading articles about. We called and called, and we probably called 200 farmers before finally getting through to someone who had just been written about for having a pile of 2 million pounds of onions with nowhere to go.
That 2 million pounds of onions.
He had dug a huge ditch and was just burying them. And he said, if you get a truck here, you can take whatever you can. And that's what we did.
And so this kind of launched things?
Oh, hugely. I mean, at the same time, we connected with an egg farmer who said, I have 11,000 eggs, come pick them up. And so in back-to-back days, we pooled together some money and we paid to have a truck pick up about 40,000 pounds of onions from that onion farm. And at the same time, two of my co-founders actually rented a U-Haul and went and picked up those eggs themselves.
Well, part of it is about the transportation of the produce and the eggs and the this and the that. And was it hard to get people who had big trucks to help? Yeah, because a U-Haul isn't going to get a million onions, right?
No, and I want to be clear, we don't have students driving food today. That was a proof of concept and probably one of the more reckless ones we could have figured out. The reality is we're working with third-party logistics companies. So in the same way you might book an Uber from point A to point B, that's what we're doing with people who have 40-foot-long refrigerated trucks all around the country.
Now, you've been doing this for what amounts to about 2.5 years.
Three and a half as of right about now.
Well, 2020, that's right.
Exactly.
So 3.5 years. You were 21 when this started.
I was just about to turn 22. So, and like so many students, I think our average age for those first couple of years of FarmLink was 20, 21.
Yeah, but at that age, did you have trouble being taken seriously?
That's a good question. Yes, in many ways, we had to earn a form of credibility. And in some ways, I think that was just, you know, there are farmers who've been doing this for hundreds of years, people who've worked in food banks for decades, and we were just doing our best to help. But especially at the start of the pandemic, you had a lot of people that were just saying, all right, kids, you know, stay at home, stay safe, but leave it to us.
There was one farmer who in particular took you seriously.
Yeah, you know what, there are a few. I mean, especially early on, that onion farmer I was telling you about, Shea Myers.
Myers is what I'm talking about.
Exactly, and yeah. He was the one who had just been written about in that article, and he gave us a chance. And
in the New York Times article.
Exactly.
About you guys,
yeah. And that actually catapulted us, because one of my teammates, Jordan, she actually reached back out to the writer from the New York Times and said, hey, just so you know, we're a bunch of kids, and here's what we did with your article. And they wrote a follow-up piece. So 3 weeks in, we have really no idea what this next step is going to look like, and suddenly we're on national news.
So how much, and now you're on local news, but how much produce, how much fruit, how much stuff have you moved?
So we have recovered, to date, nearly 150 million pounds of fresh and healthy produce and delivered that to communities around, actually, North America, but really largely throughout the United States.
That's extraordinary.
Thank you.
It really is extraordinary. Now, you graduated.
I did manage to graduate, yes.
Yeah, so you're continuing this on, but you have college kids in your army of how many people?
Over 600 college students have helped build FarmLink. And for that first year and a half, it was all young change makers. We had some kids who were in high school who were leading our food bank relationship teams. And one of them actually took a year off before starting at Stanford. And when she went to start freshman year of Stanford, we had people who had been doing this for 30 years say, where's Lindsay? And we said, oh, she's starting school. And they're like, oh, you know, getting her PhD. And we said, no, freshman year.
But I want to get back to the question I asked you a moment ago, which is, how much food have you actually moved?
Sure. I mean, that 150 million pounds is over 120 million meals worth of fresh and healthy food.
How many onions? How many apples?
Oh, my
gosh. How many bananas? How many?
I mean, I would have to get back on the specific numbers. It's probably over 500 million servings of fresh fruits and vegetables. And at the same time, we're just scratching the surface, Hal. It's a drop in the bucket of what is going to waste every single year.
It's jaw-dropping. And we don't think about this sort of thing. We don't think about farmers growing things, and then all of a sudden they've got stuff that's maybe not perfect, with a dent in it, maybe an avocado with a dent in it.
Exactly.
Or something like that. And so it doesn't go to market, but it goes in some ditch.
Often that's what happens. One-third of all the food we grow goes to waste.
But have you had some impact by working with food banks on those who have been suffering from food insecurity?
Absolutely. I think that fresh food and having the access to choice around that is such an important part of creating food access with dignity. And so we're never going to be prescriptive at FarmLink of here's exactly what you need to eat. But if we can give someone the option of bringing home fresh and healthy food, that is huge, and it's so difficult to access otherwise.
Within the last week, you guys have had a documentary released that I watched, and it was something to see. I mean, it's inspirational. You're in it, and so are some of the other people who are involved in your army of food collectors. But talk about that for a moment, the documentary.
Sure. Well, one of our founding members, Owen, is a great filmmaker, and he said, you know what, we're going to tell this story. And so he put together this documentary. It's a little over 20 minutes, and it's just free and publicly available on YouTube. It's called Abundance, the FarmLink Story, and I encourage any of your audience members to look it up.
And I think we're looking at a little bit of it right there, aren't we?
Exactly. And it's just the story of how we got started, how we earned that credibility you were talking about, how we figured out this is what we're going to do to be as additive as we can, and how we navigated all of that is a bunch of students navigating a global pandemic, which was, I think, pretty jarring for all of us.
How can people help you?
That's a great question. I would say watch this film to start. Learn about our community, learn about our identity and our goals and our mission. But beyond that, if you're not in a position to support us with a donation or a relationship where we might be able to, you know, work with a farmer or a new partner, share that story, share that film. Talk about what happens to the food that doesn't get eaten. Ask those questions. All of that is so important in creating this very necessary shift in social perspective that we need to have happen if we're going to create the change.
And the website is?
The website is www.farmlinkproject.org.
Ben Collier, what a job.
Thank you, Hal.
Congratulations. Pretty impressive. Thanks for being with us. And that website, again, is farmlinkproject.org. And coming up next on Fox 11 News In Depth, want to learn more about where our food comes from? Want to explore a farm and taste fruits and vegetables right out of the ground? Well, you can, and we'll show you how right after this break. Don't go away. Welcome back to Fox 11 News In Depth. I'm Hal Eisner, and by now you should have a sense of how important agriculture is to all of us. But a group called SEAG is spreading that knowledge to kids and adults. The group is bringing awareness of the food cycle from growth to consumption and teaching kids a little about the science behind farming as well. Joining us now, Mary Moranville. She's the founder and CEO of SEAG. That stands for Students for Eco Education and Agriculture, and that's a mouthful, Mary.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. And let's talk about what goes in the mouth, which is food. And let's talk a little bit about what SEAG does. Of course, now Ventura County Farm Day is coming up on November 4th. We'll talk a little bit more about that. But just tell me about the essence of what SEAG does.
SEAG's story started in upstate New York. I was raised on a dairy farm, and I just saw how my food was grown. My father had a very prolific garden, and I saw the cows being milked, and I took it for granted that everyone knew the farm origins of their food. And when I came to California, I saw a field trip at a farm, and the kids were asking questions that I really couldn't believe. And that led me and inspired me to start SEAG. And we teach approximately 7,000 students a year about where their food comes from. We take kids to farms, we go into the classroom. And in the process of teaching all these students, these third grade students about the farm origins of their food, I interacted with a lot of their parents. And that's when I realized not only do elementary school children not know about where their food comes from, and many of them have never visited a farm in person in their life. Their first time at a farm is on our field trip. So when I was interacting with their parents and they were asking me questions about agriculture, I thought to myself, we need to have a community education and outreach day just for adults and families. So I approached 10 different growers in Ventura County, and this was in 2013, and asked them if they wanted to participate in an education day for the community. And all 10 of those growers said yes.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. That's pretty impressive. And you can see from the video there how the kids are learning, they're experiencing with a hands-on sort of field trip. You know, we mentioned that on November 4th, Ventura County Farm Day is going to be held. And I want you to explain what that is, because Ventura County farms are rich in strawberries. They're rich in an awful lot of different things. And, you know, for people who have never been to a farm, this is a really good opportunity, isn't it?
It is. And that's why we say SEAG opens eyes to agriculture. And the day is when row crop growers, orchards, organic farms, conventional farms, we have several different ag organizations and growers that come together on Farm Day, which this year is November 4th, for one purpose, and that is to connect their community, their neighbors, to their farm and educate them about their operation and the journey of food.
You know, I have to tell you that I have one of my daughters worked on a farm in Ventura County. I think she was just starting college or maybe in high school as a senior, but she got so much out of that experience of working the farm, tilling the soil. And, you know, I can see firsthand where something like that can matter.
Yes. I mean, I'm so glad that you referenced this to your own personal experience or someone that you know, because that's exactly what happens. After people visit two or three or four farms on farm day, they walk away with a totally different perspective about where their food comes from, and it increases their appreciation for the hard work that the farm workers do, that the growers do, and the overall operation. I've had people say to me, now I know why a lemon costs over a dollar in the supermarket.
Right. You know, there's a lot to learn. I'm sure the kids walk away with a tremendous amount of knowledge. And for those who might want a little more knowledge, what is your website?
VenturaCountyFarmDay.com. And if you want to know more about our youth programs, it's seag.org.
All right. Mary, thank you so much for joining us. And again, that website is?
VenturaCountyFarmDay.com.
There you go. All right. Very good. Thanks for joining us. Coming up next on Fox 11 News In Depth, we dig a little deeper into the business of farming as we talk to a Ventura County farmer about the importance of agriculture and what a modern farm looks like. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Welcome back to Fox 11 News In Depth. I'm Hal Eisner. This show is making me very, very hungry, talking a little bit about Ventura County Farm Days. And now we actually have a farmer with us who deals with such things as avocados, like you see behind him. I want some guacamole. Can we get some guacamole over here, please? Chris Sayre, manager of the Petty Ranch. Good to see you, Chris. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good to be here, Hal. Thank you.
So is Petty Ranch or a farm? And what's the difference?
So honestly, I think the difference goes back to marketing. In most parts of the world, orchards would be considered farms. But about 100, 130 years ago, when this area started being developed, the people who were buying up land and starting to build it into smaller orchards that they could subdivide to people moving from the East Coast, I think felt like ranch was more romantic. And so conventionally, lemons or avocados in this area are grown on ranches rather than farms.
I see. Well, what do you grow there at Petty?
Primarily avocados, still a few lemons, and a small bit of figs and apples and a few other things. But avocados are really our main business.
So what is the day of a life of a farmer? What do you do day to day?
Oh, I'd love to say there's an average day, but every day ends up being a little bit different. That's one of the nice things about this profession. But it always involves sometime getting out, adding boot prints to the soil and seeing what's out there so that I understand what's going on in the real world, because I have to remember that's the reality and not what I see on my computer screen.
Well, I guess, it leads me to a question, though. Do you feel that people really understand what people like you do? Or do you feel like, there's not enough education about agriculture in this country?
I think people have a very romanticized view of agriculture, and I appreciate that. People definitely give us some benefit of the doubt. But I don't know that they necessarily know what we do day to day. And that's one of the reasons we're really glad to be participating in Farm Day and other outreach events to try and share what we do with the 800,000 neighbors and friends of ours here in Ventura County.
Well, what do you want people to know? You've got an opportunity here. You got the mic. Go.
Okay. What I'd really love them to know is that any agriculture is, a complicated business. We've got weather. We've got trade restrictions. We've got many types of rules and regulations to deal with. It's not simply you throw some seeds on the ground and come back later to pick them up. So it's complicated and it involves risk. But it's also something that's always evolving.
But I want to ask you something. I don't know if you heard the first segment of the show with Ben Collier.
But
did you? So do you find that you have a lot of waste on your farm?
We don't tend to have very much waste. You know, most food waste actually is post-consumer. You know, it's the food that you might buy at the grocery store that looks great, and then life intervenes, you get busy, and one day you look in the refrigerator and it's gone bad. So we do what we can to make sure that anything that would be going to waste on the farm finds a home. We obviously prefer that it get eaten rather than go back to the soils. But in those cases where something does go to the soil, you know, those nutrients are returned, and it'll be an Avogadro again someday.
You know, I have to ask you, because we've had water issues over the past few years. These things that you deal with require a lot of water. Has farming gotten harder?
It's definitely gotten harder. Fortunately, we've got some better tools to deal with it now. For instance, we're now using about half the water on our avocados that would have been considered the norm 30 years ago. And new technologies, new soil moisture sensors, new ways of managing the water in the orchard are coming out every day. So we're continually trying to improve and make the most of what we have available.
All right. Well, let's talk again for 1 second here, because we have less than a minute about sure. Farm Day. And so will you be participating in Farm Day, and do you want to encourage everybody to come out?
Absolutely. We've been participants in Farm Day since the second year. And if we're doing our job getting the word out right by Saturday night, I'll have no voice left because I will have been giving tours and talking for about 6 hours straight. Mm. But that's why we do it. We love to get the chance to meet, you know, hundreds of our neighbors and give them a little insight.
And I gather those locations on that map are farms around our area. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, great. Again, the website for people who want to find out which farm is closest to them would be what?
VenturaCountyFarmDay.com.
All right, very good. Chris Sarah, thank you so much. And we'll be back with more Fox 11 News in depth right after this break. Don't go away. Thanks. And finally, if you want to hear an audio version of this program, check out my podcast. It's called What the Hal, and it's available wherever you subscribe to podcasts, or just go to whatthehalpodcast.com. That's it for this week's Fox 11 News In Depth. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.